This is the Feminem Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. And I've got another fantastic Fix 19 piece for you this week. This is from Dr. Yvette McQueen. She's a global physician on a mission to educate about health, travel wellness, disease, and prevention. She's an emergency medicine physician and travel doctor, working as a physician across the United States and the Caribbean. She shares her experiences in her Fix 19 piece, Diversity in Travel, What a Doctor Looks Like. Enjoy.
Hi. Hi. I'm Dr. McQueen. Oh, here, baby. Here's my menu. Hello. My name is Dr. McQueen. I gotta go, the nurse is here. Hi, I'm Dr. McQueen. A real doctor? What school did you go to? You're too young. Ding. Do we have a medical professional on board? Oh, hi. No, we need a doctor. Do you have a license to prove you're a doctor? I see some of you have experienced what I've experienced, and you know what I'm feeling. So I am Yvette McQueen, MD, emergency physician and travel doctor. A global physician that's been practicing emergency medicine for 18 years and full-time locums for 10 years. So I am on planes several times a month, in and out of cars, traveling in the United States, the Caribbean, and also East Africa. And in 2019, I still get that wide eye, open mouth, shocked expression. You're the doctor? I know I am not the image most people like. I'm not the image that the majority population expect, but I am a doctor. Hashtag, what a doctor looks like. So when I get that disbelief of being a doctor, it's called implicit bias. Implicit bias is the unconscious attribution of attitudes and stereotypes we place upon people, upon a social group. I can't change what people view of me. At least that's a topic for another day, another long day. But today's question for you: has implicit bias affected you as a doctor in your patient care, your interaction with your colleagues, or your career changes and your career choices? So what's going to help us with implicit bias? What helps to dissolve implicit bias? From my experience, diversity. That's a word we use a lot today. But diversity is a composition of different elements, a variety, a range of people of social, ethnic, economic backgrounds. So when diversity, travel has exposed me to diversity. Traveling has exposed other people to diversity through me. Travel has taught me to accept diversity within myself. So as a locums, travel is my life. I'm, you know, million miler, Delta Diamond, Marriott Titanium, all those, you know, executive elite things you call out. I have estimated that I spent at least 6 months a year not in my house. So traveling has pushed me to expand my personal local view to a world view. And I have to look at patience in all ways. Is that Missouri farmer any different than the lawyer in Atlanta when they're in that hospital bed? So working in inner city trauma centers, rural areas where the cornfield is next to the hospital, or even in villages, we are all the same. Let's talk about that Missouri farmer. You know, you're in your emergency department, and you get the farmer coming in, hasn't seen a doctor in about 10, 12 years, but they tell you they've had this nagging problem for 8 months. And you want to go, what? You here now? 8 months? What took you so long? Well, that farmer don't have medical insurance. He just came from the family farm, and he was baling the hay. And he actually smells like it. You know that smell. When you close the room up and everything encompasses it. But does that mean he does not really care about his health? What about the mom? The mom with the 3 kids running around in the room, and you go, they're not sick. But she has 3 kids under 5, and she's in your ED at 8 o'clock at night. And she says, I can't go to the pediatrician office. They don't have late hours. This is the 3rd one sick this month. And if I take off of work, I'm gonna get fired. Did you automatically assume when you walked in the room she was on Medicaid or that she's a lazy mom because she showed up to the ED instead of going to the pediatrician office? What about those that are on admission committees for medical schools or residency directors and residency application committees? Do you see an application and they have a funny name and you just pass it by? I've seen that in my career. Or you see a colleague, or you see the locums that's coming in to relieve your shift, and they may be dressed just a little bit eclectic. And you wonder like, I wonder why they're working locums. Or for the male doctors out there, you walk up to a group of doctors and you only say good morning and talk to the male doctor and you ignore your female colleagues. Yeah. These are your colleagues. They have the same credential as you do, but you've put a stereotype in your mind of how you should perceive them. So when you enter into implicit bias, or about to enter into implicit bias, stop and ask yourself 3 questions. Is this a unique individual? You have to force yourself out of that stereotype to look at that person of who they are. They may have qualities you don't even know that can actually enhance your life. Remember, they're, as the patient, they're there with a medical problem. They're there with an illness they don't understand. And they're probably scared. 2. I forgot my 2. What is their point of view? Are they only looking at their local environment? What does this patient think about the medical world? Did they have a family member die in that hospital? Are they afraid of what you're going to tell them? They've been putting it off for 8 months, but they're afraid of what you're going to say. Maybe they had a previous experience with a biased doctor, and they don't want that to happen again. So remember, no matter how we look, how we dress, how we speak, we all hurt. We all bleed. And three, why is this person different? And why does this difference make me uncomfortable? I make people very uncomfortable as a doctor. But I have to sit back and say, why am I making them uncomfortable? Is it my intelligence? Because I'm the doctor? I had a 92-year-old white woman in the South come pull me aside and say, baby, I'm glad you're my doctor, because I know you worked that much harder to get here. Well, while the 32-year-old male entitled banker in Chicago, can I get a male doctor, please? So is it my ethnicity that makes people uncomfortable? I know, I always get this, you bring it up, people go, oh, please, don't play the race card. Guess what? There's no race card. I am a race. This is not going anywhere. Same thing with being a female. Me being a woman doctor, does that make people uncomfortable? And I tell them, these breasts and this butt, it ain't going nowhere either. At least not without surgery. So remember, implicit bias can be helped or dissolved with diversity. And with me, that's been traveling. I have evolved as a physician over the 18 years through these experiences of travel. Travel has taught me to embrace diversity, remember to expand your worldview, and to accept the difference. And as one of my colleagues said earlier, why should I remain invisible to make you feel comfortable? I am Yvette McQueen, MD, #WhatADoctorLooksLike.